Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance movies. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Stick 'em. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks from Planet Dance. It seems like it's been so long since I talked to the world. Hey, listen, I got a few things I want to talk about this week, and it's driving me crazy. All right, let's turn that music down just a little bit. Hey, check this out. I'm sitting up here watching. I'm not a big TMZ fan because TMZ, like, did some crazy stuff, you know, when I was going through all my drama. But I'm listening to this story about this mother who tried to put pictures out of her daughter online, paid a publicist to do it so she could get custody of her daughter. It's a show called Modern Family, okay? And the older daughter name is Chanel Gray. And she, I guess she got custody of Ariel Winter, which is one of the stars on Modern Family. But to get her daughter back, I mean, it's crazy. Check this out. For the mother to get her younger daughter back, she paid a publicist to put naked pictures of Chanel Gray out online. Like, man, I don't know what's going on right now, but my mother would never do some crazy stuff like that. And even if I thought of something like that, how would your mother have naked pictures of you or of me? Like it's crazy. But I don't want to talk too much about that. It's just, I'm watching TV and it just blew my mind because this world is getting crazy. But one of my main topics today, check this out. Dance moms. I got a couple people that are like dealing with their kids, want to take classes, and they're watching this show, Dance Moms, and they think that it's like that for real, and it should be like that, and they should put up with that. I'm going to tell you this. This is for all the mothers. If your daughter wants to do it, you never have to be mean to her. You never have to push her. If she don't want to do it, that's usually when we have the problem, because you're almost forcing her to do something that she probably don't enjoy anymore. You know what I mean? So this is my thing. If your daughter wants to dance and she's watching the TV show Dance Moms, tell her don't believe the hype, okay? Because I'm going to tell you this. I've seen a lot of moms, and there's a lot of great mothers out there that take their kids to dance classes and support them. They pay for the classes. They get them the clothes. And they're there at every class, and these moms are beautiful. And then I've seen the mothers that are tricked, that will look at me. I'm choreographing a number, and the mother would step in and say, oh, Shane, can you make sure that my daughter is in the front? Or how come my daughter isn't getting as much time? It's crazy because I want to grab her and be like, woman, please sit down. But it's a trip, but that's how they are sometimes. You got to understand that as a choreographer, I know what I'm doing. If your daughter's fire, she will be in the front. If she's not to that level yet, she'll probably be off to the right, to the left, or maybe to the back. She has to evolve. Just because you want her to be there doesn't mean she should be in the front. Or just because she wants to dance doesn't mean she should be the star. You have to earn that. And I would never be disrespectful to a person's mom or to a kid's talent. You have to understand that when I put your daughter in a certain place, I'm doing the best thing for her, okay? I'm about to get past that subject, but I just want to say that because I get a lot of moms that call me and they want to talk to me about coming to L.A. and do the teachers and choreographers really treat the kids like that? And they don't. They don't. It's not really like that. So I'm going to tell you this. If a teacher ever did something like that or a choreographer ever did something like that to a daughter, that kid would be snatched up out of their studio so fast. Yeah. Oh, okay. Now check this. Do y'all know who Kesha is? She had this song out, the bomb or some crazy. I mean, Kesha's cool. I like her. She's cool. But I'm sitting up here. My boy Troy sends me a text of Kesha online, and she sends a picture on her Twitter. I'm looking at the picture, and it looks just like her. But you know how they can manipulate stuff. You know how certain people look like people. So I wasn't 100% sure. But it's a picture of her, and it looks like, okay, if you saw this picture, you know what I'm talking about, like she's doing something to a guy. I don't want to get too explicit because I respect my audience. But it looks like she's doing something to a guy. But the way they got the picture, it could be, she could be slurping a straw. You know what I mean? But we don't know. So I'm tripping right now because why would some want to put a picture like that out online? And why would they want to tweet something like that that makes them look like that in that light? So Kesha, if you listen to my show, if anybody know Kesha, have her hit me up. Have her call me up on my number, 914-338-1303, and tell me what that picture meant. And if anybody know what that picture meant, call me up and let me know. Y'all know the number. Hit me up. Yo, I just want to let everybody know that my Twitter is getting crazy. I've been getting a lot of hits, and I've been getting a lot of fans. So I'm loving y'all, but I want to keep throwing it out there. Sparks 5678. Hit my boy Eric Zuli at Eric Zuli. Hit WT Networks, WTV Networks. Make sure y'all get that. Blog Talk Radio, Easy Way Broadcast. Make sure y'all hit that up. And if you're on Facebook, Easy Way Broadcasting, and hit me up at Shane Sparks. You got to keep in contact. You got to keep in touch because we want to know what's going on. And the more y'all hit me up, the more y'all hit Eric up, the more we know y'all listening, the better material we're going to give you, the more excited we're going to be to get on this phone and talk to y'all. All right, so check this out. Now, on a serious tip, I'm in the dance world, and I want to give all the information I can about the dance world. And if something bothers me, I got to let y'all know. Check this out. There was an audition held last week, and I had, like, so many. I'm up there rehearsing with my girl, Eva Universe. And I got dancers coming in there saying that they were at an audition for 2 hours, and there was no choreographer there. And it was a dance audition and an acting audition. And it's crazy because the lady said, okay, everybody sit down and relax. The choreographer's on his way. They make everybody learn these lines. So for 2 hours, they learn these lines. And then the lady comes in and says, the casting director, whoever that was, she comes in and she says, we're going to let everybody go because the choreographer couldn't make it. We're going to reschedule till next week. My problem with that is they don't realize that the dance world, that's our bread and butter, auditions and booking gigs. So when we hear about an audition, we're getting ready a day before. We're getting what are we going to wear. We're canceling stuff so we can be there. You know what I mean? It's our bread and butter. You can't play with us like that because one audition can change a person's life. So it's exciting for us. But yeah, it breaks our heart when somebody don't take it serious. So if you got anything to say about that, please hit me up. Hit me up, 914-338-1303. Express yourself to me because you got to respect this dance game. You know what I mean? Because we do too much, man. We do too much. Saint Spark, Planet Dance, give you all the information you need. And if anybody out there got something they need me to talk about, they got a subject that they want to talk about, or something happened in the dance world, I don't know if y'all can hear the static, but I can hear it. So if y'all hear that, I'm sorry about that. But if y'all got something y'all want to talk to me about in the dance world, let me know, man. Hit me up on my Twitter. Hit me up on my Facebook. And I would definitely, definitely express my mind, and I will let them know that y'all, you know, that y'all trying to express y'all mind. So hit me up. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, kicking it live. Do I got a caller? I think I got a caller right now. Let's see, who is that? Who is this on my line? Yo, bring it in at 8830. Bring it in. Up. I think that's Victoria.
Hi. Hi, Shane. How are you?
What up, girl?
Nothing. I wanted to talk about the Dance Moms thing. Like, I think that, you know, like you said, if you support you should support your kid in whatever it is that they want to do, but you should never, ever, ever push a kid to do something that you want them to do. And I
exactly.
feel like a lot of moms have these dreams where they probably once wanted to be a dancer, but they feel like, oh, I have a kid, I can't pursue that, which is total lie. You can still pursue it, but just let your kid have their own separate dreams from yours. Don't let it, you know, conflict with each other, you know?
No, I 100% agree with you. And I've been going through this a lot, that they want to dance. And kids want to do what they want to do. If you pay attention to your kid enough, you will not put them in something that they don't want. usually kids take interest in stuff by the age of 2 and 3. You start seeing that they like to draw, they like to dance, they like to fight or box, or they like to sing. You see it, and then you groom it. You know what I mean?
I don't know if you guys know, but I have a kid. He's 1 year old. He's almost 2. And
right?
He loves to dance. I put on You Got Served. He loves You Got Served. He loves that movie. He tries to imitate the moves all the time.
Right. So, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Now you kind of got an idea of what he likes. So now you put him in classes, you know, and all the little things that he likes, and then you take it from there. And one day, he's 5, 6 years old. He's taking classes, and people don't understand why he's so talented, because you found out what he liked, and then you put him in classes, and he got groomed by one of the hottest choreographers or one of the best studios that you could go to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, exactly. People need to pay attention.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So your kid dances?
Yeah, he dances. He dances a lot. When I was pregnant with him, I was 3 months pregnant, and I was dancing. I didn't notice that I was pregnant. But this dance choreographer in Manhattan that I know too, Rockefeller, he's a break dancer, and Anthony, they're both dancers. I was in Anthony's dance class, and I was dancing, and I didn't notice that I was pregnant, and he came out dancing.
How do you not know you're pregnant? That's funny to me. Oh, she's got a baby in there.
Right. So that's always been my dream, is to be in the dance world, be in the acting world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to pursue my dreams, and I'm going to let him choose what he wants to do. Because who knows? It might change from now until he reaches the age of 5. You know?
Right, no, I definitely agree with that. I'm going to make this quick. I actually met with a girl yesterday. Her name was Brittany, and she came, and we sat and we talked, and she was asking me about what she should do. Should she move to Atlanta, or should she move to L.A.? And I love Atlanta. There's a lot of great opportunities out in Atlanta, but I don't live there, so I can't speak on Atlanta. But I told her, come to L.A., and I think her chances would be greater, because L.A., every day is an opportunity for your life to change, and those opportunities are going on every single day. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
Was that a monkey? Sorry, no.
Oh, no, that's my son. He's making noise in the background.
Tell him I say what's up.
You want to say hi to Jake Griffin? Say hi. Say hi.
Hey, little man.
All right.
Yo, hey, Victoria, I got to let you go, all right? I got other calls I got to get to, okay? So
okay.
I'm glad you hit me up. Keep listening. Plan to dance. Take Sparks, Victoria, in the building. I'll talk to you later, all right?
All right.
Yo, I got another caller, 213, Diversity News Magazine. Is that what's up? Yo, 9408. Bring them in.
Dance what? Planet. Do I lie right now?
Yes, you are live right now.
Yeah. Diversity News Radio as well, okay? We are a franchise media outlet with Diversity News Magazine, TV, and radio.
I love it. So tell me, what's going on? What you doing, man? Tell me something new.
I just finished my radio show, but I hear good stuff about you.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. I felt like this all while I was growing up. If I had somebody telling me about this dance industry, it would have saved me from making a lot of mistakes. You know what I mean? So I just want to put my voice out there and let everybody know what's going on out here, give them a heads up. And I just want to put good energy out there, man. That's all I've been wanting to do all my whole life.
Well, you know, I like people that work so hard to get their name out there, and they are real the deal. There's a lot in Hollywood, a lot of fake people. Sorry to be up to the point. But I like to support hardworking people. So I would love to have you on my radio show.
I would love to. Let's make it happen. Let's definitely it happen.
Let's let producer Eric Sule to make that happen, and we can talk about when we can set it up, and would love to, you know, bring you on board, and we can do our radio show.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that, and I'd like to let you know I got a magazine coming out, Dome Magazine, and I'm going to be on the cover of it, man. So I would like to you be the first one to talk about it, you know. Well, everybody's listening. But, yeah, man, but I appreciate you calling in, man, because this radio, this internet, this media, man, it's the most beautiful thing in the world to get your point across, and I appreciate it so much, and you trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, we are workaholics. We're trying to make it somewhere someday.
Right, exactly, man. I'm on a mission. I was telling everybody the other day, man, I'm trying to build like I want to build like a castle, man. I'm trying to change the game. I want to give dancers this opportunity to be able to make a living off of this and not just be able to pay their rent at the end of the month, you know? So I'm on a mission right now. So I want to let them know they can do radio, they can do TV, they can dance, they can sing, they can produce, they can write.
Well, remember to check diversitynewsmagazine.com. It's really creating a lot of buzz. And yes, the radio show is through Blog Talk, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
So you can check it out. And let's talk later how we can get you on board for the next show for next week.
So that
we can have time to promote it.
I love it, man. Well, thank you for calling in Planet Dance, and I'll talk to you real soon, all right?
All right. Good luck with the show, okay?
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Yep. That's how we do it. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, one magazine, one radio station, talking to another, trying to get things across, trying to get their situation, trying to enlighten everybody, man. That's what this whole thing is about. So anybody out there on their grind, trying to become a dancer, singer, writer, producer, you know, be a host, stay on your grind. And I'm going to tell you this. A person asked me a while ago, they said, Shane, what advice would you give to anybody trying to make it in the industry? One of my main things that I always say is make sure you know who you are before you come out here. I say that because if you don't know who you are, this industry will groom you. And if the industry grooms you, you're going to fail because it's not real. I came out here knowing how talented I was. My mother raised me. My mother raised me very well. I had a lot of great people in my life. You know what I mean? I experienced a lot of stuff to help me get to where I got to. So when I met shady people, when I met people that were trying to be slick, and when I had to take care of my business, I knew what I was doing. I made my mistakes. I do admit that, and that's why I'm on the show, because I want to try to save y'all from making y'all mistakes. But, yeah, man, I went through a lot of crazy stuff, but me knowing who I was before I got here, it saved me from selling out. People always ask me, you're so down to earth. You're so this. You're so that. I say, man, I am who I am. You either like me or you don't. I've had people try to get me to smoke, get me to drink, get me to do all kind of crazy stuff. I'm like, dude, that's not me. And this is a funny thing about one thing. Funny thing about this is I've had girls come up to me and they'd be like, yo, Shane, you want to go get high? You want to do this? All right, do you think? I'll say no. And they'll look at me with this bent up look on their face like, why not? And I'm like, that's crazy, because you would think that if I said yes, she would say, why do you? But it's backwards. They're like, why don't you drink? How do you have fun if you don't drink? I'm like, baby, I have a mother. I have sisters. I have brothers. I have friends. I have my talent. That's my fun. There's this place called Magic Mountain. There's this place called Universal Studios. That's my fun. That's video games. That's TV. That's my fun. I don't need to destroy my body. You know, nothing against it, but I'm just saying, this is mine. All right? I got another caller coming in, 2806. What's on your mind? Yeah. Planet Dance in the building. Let's go.
Yeah.
Where you at? 2806.
I'm in GI.
You where?
Last week. GI. I'm in Gary. When are you coming back out this way?
That's a great question. Well,
you was in Chicago a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. And I had a great time in Chicago, man. Big up to Empire. But yeah, like I'm only in that area when I'm working. You know what I mean? So if something comes up, you know, that brings me in that area, I'll definitely be out there, and I'll definitely put it on my station and let everybody know that I'm coming. But I'm working on some other things that's going to probably bring me out there very soon in the reality world. So be looking out for that, okay?
Yeah, that's good. All right.
Are you a dancer?
No, but I've been looking to get into it, though.
Oh, is that right? So you just wanted to see me, huh?
Exactly. Hey, what's up?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
See if I could get a
hook.
All good.
All good.
Yeah.
That's all good. Now, what's your name again?
Christine,
it's nice to meet you, Christine. And what's the weather like? Is it freezing over there?
Man, a little bit. It's getting a little warmer, just a little bit. But, yeah, it was pretty cool today, though. But it's cool. I have my flip-flops on still.
Wow, all good. Well, yeah, it's probably like 70 out here, nice and clear. So if you ever get bored, move to LA.
That's playing. What I need to be. So when I come out, can I look you up?
No, definitely look me up. I mean, you know how to get me. You know, Planet Dance, Millennium Dance Complex, my Twitter, Facebook. Hit me, you know what I mean?
No, I'm serious. I'm coming.
All right. Well, when you get here, I'll believe you. No, I'm playing.
You talk about the way I talk. Don't play with me.
I'm playing. All right. So, yeah, but like, look me up, you know what I mean? And, you know, let Indiana know that I'll be out there soon. I have fun in Chicago, and I think you're, a couple hours from Chicago?
No, right outside of Chicago, like maybe 15, 20 minutes. I'm like right
on. Oh, my God, that's super close. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up, then. All right, well, I look forward to meeting you one day, okay?
Hopefully soon.
Yep. All right, I'll talk to you a little later.
All right, hit me up.
Yep, later.
Okay.
Yo, yeah. James Park, Planet Dance. I'm listening to the radio, and I'm listening to what's going on in the crazy world, and I just want to express myself, so I hope y'all enjoying my show, Planet Dance in the building. I need y'all to pay attention to my boy Eric Dooley. He's got one of the hottest shows on earth. He had one of my favorite movies in the world, and I know you know what movie I'm talking about when I say this first title, when I say the last word, Last Dragon. Anybody seen the movie The Last Dragon or remember The Last Dragon? Yo, hit me up, because that movie changed my life. And my boy Eric had my man Rupert Hitzig on there talking about, you know, how the movie was created, what's coming up next for it. Because I heard they were supposed to be doing a remake of it, and I've been looking out for it. Because it's one scene in that movie, and if you saw it, you're going to be right here with me. When he put his face in the water, and he said, "Who's the master?" And he pulls his face out, and he looks at him, and he says, "I am." And he starts glowing like orange or blue. Oh, my God, coldest scene ever put on TV. So if they can redo that movie and have that scene be as powerful as it was in the old one, oh, my God, it's going to be my favorite movie. It's going to be the best movie on earth. Yo, Planet Dance, Shane Sparks, I'm doing what I do because I love it. I want to send a shout-out to Miss B805. Yo, that's our Twitter, at Miss B805. Yo, I'm saying what's up to you. It's Diana Baby saying what's up to you. Anybody out there want to shout out, y'all need to hit me up, let me know. Call me up, 914-338-1303. That's what's up. Eric Zuli is definitely in the building. Check it out. Let's go. I got another caller, 9268. You're on the line.
It's T-Rob, the Melody Maker.
Rob, the Melody Maker. Kicking the funky lyrics. Something like that. What's up, Chief?
Hey, Shane, The Last Dragon was off the chain. You got some time me yesterday. X.
Oh. Oh, he did?
Yeah, man. He was, hey, boy. He was so hype, man. I don't know if he was on some juice or what, man, but X was in a mold. He was like, I'm ready to get back with Shane so we can go X these cats out here.
Man, that's so good to hear, man, because you know how we don't, like, see each other no more. We hardly ever talk with anybody, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's good to see that fire, man, and, you know, X, I think X wrote that rap that you did on that song, you know? Like, that boy was crazy, man.
He was sick with it, man, and you know, like I said, I seen something on him recently. He got a club joint out right now, and it's a dance song, so it kind of, it's like, this is one of those basically instructions to a dance, a new dance that he created. And it's hot, Shane. You need to check it out. It's on YouTube.
Oh, my God. How has he not told me about that? Man, I'm going to play that.
Yeah, I just saw it like 2 days ago, man. We actually talked last night, but I was telling him how hot that joint was, man. And I was like, I asked him if you saw it, and he was like, I don't know yet. But it's hot. You got to check it out, man. And also, I want to thank everybody who's been checking me out on Twitter, at T-Rob Beats, that's T-R-O-B-B-E-A-T-S. I want to thank you, Shane, for editing my promo. That joint has already gotten up to like 11,000 views, my man.
That's crazy.
I'm over here geeking right now. I'm over here geeking. I don't want to take up no time. I want you to get to your callers, but I definitely want to say big ups to you, big ups to Easy, big ups to the whole movement, CP for life, and I'm with you.
That's what's up, T-Rob. Talk to you later. Tell the family I said, what up? Yo, man, it was the bomb seeing you out here hanging out with you and James Austin, man. It's crazy. So, yeah, let's get up another time, all right?
All Oh, I'll be back.
That's what's up.
All right, T, I'll talk to you later. Yo, Planet Dance, Shane Sparks, that's my boy T-Rob. I'm sure y'all know who he is. He was in my group when I was younger, coming up, trying to make it in this crazy world. I edited a video for him to promote his documentary that he's doing about me and his life. And if y'all ain't seen it, go check him out. T-Rob Beats, you know, that's my man, you know? So let's go. I'm about to get out of here in a minute. I just want to say, Shane Sparks is here forever. If you're a dancer and you love it, hit me up, let me know, tweet me. Please pay attention to what I'm trying to do, because if I don't do it, nobody's going to do it. I guarantee you what I'm doing right now, 5 years from now, there's going to be a lot of stations and a lot of TV shows based around dance and showing appreciation for this world. My content is getting bigger and better. All I want to do is show appreciation, and I just want to make sure everybody gets the word and, you know, and know what's up. So make sure y'all hit us up at Twitter, Sparks5678, Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, WTV Network, Blog Talk Radio, Easy Way Broadcast, and if you're on Facebook, Easy Way Broadcasting, Shane Sparks Facebook. Yo, hit me up, Planet Dance, Shane Sparks, and I'm out of here. Hey, Julie, you're the man. Dance for life. Dance among us. Let's get it. Get it. Get it. Yeah. And I'm out of here.
We can make it.
You're listening to Planet Dance, where Dan lives.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me, 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.